Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It is being reported that Diddy's mansion and jet, well, Diddy's mansions, have been raided and his private jet is being tracked. Okay, if you guys haven't been keeping up with the Diddy saga, it is pretty crazy. The allegations that have came out, multiple reports of just deviant behavior. Okay, and this is coming out right now. It says Diddy's homes were raided in the U.S. to kick off the week, but the guy's own private jet is miles away in a completely different nation, although it's unclear if he's aboard himself. TMZ has tracked Diddy's personal Love Air LLC jet, the well-known black Gulfstream 5 that Diddy has flaunted and flown for years now, and it looks like the aircraft is currently on the ground in Antigua, which is down in the Caribbean. So Diddy is appearing to be Epstein 2.0. All right, this is some crazy stuff. Now, it would be interesting to see if he goes on the run or what happens here. So the story, if you guys didn't know, multiple lawsuits against him, multiple allegations of rape, multiple allegations of trafficking. This is just, and the gross part about all this is for a long time, Diddy would make pretty overt professions of faith in God and going to church and all this stuff, right? It's just, ugh. All right. Based on a flight activity view by TMZ, Diddy's jet has been up and down California between Sunday and Monday, taking off from Sacramento Executive Airport Sunday evening around 5:30 and landing in Palm Springs International Airport an hour later. An hour after that, around 7:30 p.m., Diddy's jet took off from Palm Springs yet again and landed at Van Nuys Airport, which is in the L.A. area. About 30 minutes later, around 8 p.m., Monday, the jet took off from Van Nuys Airport and landed at some point in Antigua. The plane is currently grounded there, although the flight data is yet to update and register him as having officially landed him. In any case, it's definitely Diddy's jet, no question. Okay, so is he wanted for arrest here, or are they just trying to collect evidence? The only thing that remains unanswered is whether Diddy is on a plane. We don't have any evidence at this point. We also don't know what's happening on the scene. Okay, as we reported, two of Diddy's homes in LA and Miami were swarmed by federal law enforcement agencies Monday, but armed officials stormed the properties, taking some people into custody, including his son Justin and King. They took his kids into custody? Oh man, oh man. Unclear if any arrest took place. That's crazy. I mean, even just being taken into custody is pretty gnarly. The raids are believed to have stemmed from accusations hurled at Diddy in multiple lawsuits, which have touched on alleged human and sex trafficking, among other claims, all of which he's vehemently denied. That's crazy. That's crazy. Apparently, it's procedural. Okay. This is some gnarly stuff, man. Diddy potentially being Andrew Tate 2.0 or being the new Epstein? This is crazy. So there's his kids in handcuffs. Why you got to put the kids in handcuffs? That's wild. I mean, unless there's something going on. So I think the sex trafficking allegations are based on transporting someone that you were allegedly raping across state lines, which he allegedly did with Cassie and probably other women at this point, right? I think that's how that law works. The raid was made by Homeland Security investigators in the Holmby Hills area of Los Angeles. So they coordinated a federal raid in his LA and his Miami home at the same time. It was also raided Monday as part of the same operation. This is a serious, serious operation it did here. Jeez. Law enforcement sources told the Post the feds moved in because they wanted to seize Diddy's phones and computers before a planned trip out of the country. They also claimed there would be further raids planned on houses associated with the mogul in New York and Chicago. Views from Diddy's LA home showed Homeland Security agents conducting the raid with a number of people who left the house detained. Jeez Louise.
John 5:24, Jesus says, "Those who believe my message and believe in God who sent me will have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins because they have already passed from death to life." And that is the exact theme of our latest collection, the Death to Life collection, available now through Sunday. So get yours now before it's gone forever over at blessgod.shop. I'll see you over there. Peace.
They're like in full-on riot gear. This is not riot gear. Was it like a SWAT gear? At least three other people, a woman and two men, appeared to be apprehended by agents, according to footage. Diddy's sons, 30-year-old Justin, 25-year-old King, were both seen handcuffed by officers. It remains unclear where Diddy himself is, but flight data shows his private jet touched down in the Caribbean island. I wonder if this dude on the run? The home is owned by a division of the 54-year-old's record company, Bad Boy Entertainment, and one of his daughters, Fox reported. But the California homes, Florida homes were raided. At least four Jane Does and one John Doe have been interviewed by New York prosecutors and connected to the trafficking allegations? And a RICO case? Oh, it's a wrap. If they got a RICO on this dude, it's a wrap. Investigators also looking into firearms charges along with distribution associations. If this is a federal RICO case, this is a problem for Diddy. The Under Fire rapper has been hit with four lawsuits accusing him of historical SIGs abuse in recent months, all of which he has denied. It is unclear if the investigation is related to any of those accusers.
Darkness.
Yeah, I mean, this definitely reminds me of the Lecrae video that he put out about going to a Diddy party and them telling him to leave. And he didn't want to leave. And then he walked in and saw some dudes getting it on. Yep. A RICO case is where it's created for organized crime, for the mafia. So they can charge you as an organization, a criminal enterprise. Okay. So the RICO is not something to be playing with. Diddy's real name is Sean Combs, was hit by a scathing lawsuit last year from his former girlfriend, Cassie. She alleges years of abuse at Diddy's hands, only of the pair to reach a settlement the following day. The Under Fire rapper has been hit with lawsuits accusing him of historical in recent months, all of which he has denied. It's unclear if the investigation is related to any of those accusers. At least three other lawsuits followed, including one from a Jane Doe who alleged she was 17 years old, 11th grader, when Diddy invited her to his recording studio in NYC, only to ply her with drugs and alcohol so he could... Ugh. Yuck. Yuck, Diddy, what are you doing, bro? Her suit was accompanied by a trigger warning because of its graphic content and included photos of the teen sitting on Diddy's lap. Okay, I remember hearing about this story. She claimed the abuse took place in 2003. Yuck.
Darkness.
So in the middle of us making this video, we discovered that Diddy's alleged mule also got arrested on possession of illegal substances while he was caught on his jet. So this is being reported. This is someone that apparently... allegedly travels with Diddy all over the country, is allegedly the person that carries Diddy's illegal substances. Okay. Now, I wanted to highlight something else that just came out. This is from a channel called Diverse Mentality, and he thinks that what led all this off in terms of Diddy getting caught up with this stuff is this situation right here that just recently happened in a lawsuit. Okay. So check this out. Shout out to Diverse Mentality.
March 4th, earlier this month, Lil Rod, producer Lil Rod, sued Diddy and claimed that he didn't get paid properly for the work that he did on Diddy's latest album, The Love Album, between the years of 2022 and 2023, which was just last year. So these are recent.
It seems like Diddy is kind of asking for this, right? The situation with Cassie, he could have settled that. He didn't. That came out. Situation with Lil Rob not getting paid, could have settled. He didn't. This comes out in a lawsuit. And this is what Diverse Mentality makes the case is led to this potential indictment. Listen to what he says here. This is some really dark stuff.
Allegations. So that's the first thing. He didn't get paid, right? But the other things is what really got the feds' attention. Now, the reason why I'm mainly focused on the Lil Rod lawsuit is because Lil Rod actually uploaded photos, footage, and evidence about it, clear as day evidence of what Diddy was doing. He has posted some photos of like him at parties that Diddy was with.
Yeah, and all this is alleged, and some of his narrative has holes in it, according to other people. So we don't know if this stuff is true, but this definitely is enough for the feds to step in.
Miners, alleged miners that Lil Rod said. He also said that, you know, he was forced to people in their drinks, according to that's what Diddy forced him to do. Claims that Diddy was shot someone in a bathroom, and he actually has photos of that, of blood all over the ground in the bathroom at Diddy's house. He also claims that, you know, Diddy was hiring and, you know, workers to do all kinds of crazy things. But if that's not crazy enough, this is the thing that kind of went over a lot of people's heads when it comes to this Lil Rod lawsuit. And what went over their heads is that Diddy was apparently, according to Lil Rod, having a bunch of footage of celebrities to blackmail them. So he would have these parties. He would record these celebrities doing bad things, just like the Jeffrey Epstein situation, where people are claiming that Jeffrey Epstein, you know, had a bunch of footage of blackmail for celebrities.
This is a sickness of the highest order.
Yuck. Okay. Now, Let's listen to what he says next here.
Same thing that's being accused of Diddy. That, hey, he had recorded a bunch of these things about celebrities, and that's why he could get away with all the things that he could get away with, because he would use that as blackmail towards other celebrities. That's what Lil Rod claimed. And that is probably the biggest thing out of this, because that's going to involve so many people. If the feds actually, you know, raided the house and find evidence of a bunch of celebrities, let's just say, I don't know, just throw random names out there, Jay-Z, I don't know, Beyonce, whoever, Rihanna, all these people that go, LeBron James, I saw at a recent, you know, not a recent, but quite a while ago, he's at a Diddy party. A lot of people that attended the Diddy parties, right? This footage, if he has a bunch of footage of these people, all hell's going to break loose.
Yeah. So that is enough for the feds to go and look for evidence with regards to stuff potentially being at his Miami and LA mansion. Okay, really dark stuff here. And it's important to note that if it's a federal case, the federal prosecutors have like a 95% conviction rate. And 50 Cent even said that they're not going to go after someone unless they have an airtight case. So latest developments there. And this is what 50 Cent posted about this story. Obviously the headline, but he says, now it's not Diddy do it, it's Diddy done. They don't come like this unless they got a case. The thing about Diddy is there's been murmurings of this stuff for decades. Obviously, the Tupac situation. If you guys didn't know, there's a whole docuseries, book, movie. Was it a movie or TV series made regarding the fact that Diddy was involved in the death of Tupac? Folks have known about that on a street level for a very long time. But then to that being escalated to rumors of him pouring champagne on a young up-and-coming Kendrick Lamar, which then led to him getting into a fist fight with J. Cole. There's been murmurings about that for a long time. There's been murmurings about him assaulting his son's UCLA coach and getting arrested for that. There's been so many things about Diddy. I know someone who used to work with Diddy, and the way he described Diddy to me is the movie American Gangster. You guys remember the movie American Gangster? If you're a good Christian, perhaps you didn't see it. The movie American Gangster, played by Denzel Washington. They say Diddy is the real life version of the character Denzel played in that movie. That's how Diddy was described to me by someone who's worked with Diddy. That he is the real life version of Frank Lucas. So that's how that's how Diddy was described to me. It's like he is that personified in real life. I don't know. But here's my thoughts on this. Is a lot of times people will say it's money, it's fame, it's a secret cabal. I think Diddy is who he has always been, just with money. I think that access to excess reveals the darker things of the human heart and just gives you opportunity to be more debaucherous. I think there's a lot of people walking the streets that if they'd been given the opportunity that Diddy was given, would have wilded out just as much. Because on a sexual deviation front, I think what happens is you go from being a regular person to being someone with status and money, and then you get access to more women, and then eventually women become boring, and then you need multiple women, and then so your escalation of what gets you off just becomes more and more grandiose. It becomes more over the top, and that's how people slide into some of the weird stuff that you hear about at his party, specifically stuff Lecrae shared. Right. And so I think that escalation, I mean, there's folks who have confessed to that escalation happening in their web browser. Regular corn doesn't do it for you. So then you got to watch more crazy over the top stuff. And then before you know it, you're watching very violent stuff. We've heard heterosexual men talk about this sort of stuff. So I think the access to money, fame, status just elevates and exasperates the deeper, sinister desires that people have. And I think Diddy had a lot of issues way before he ever became famous that he never worked through. And that's probably what led to all this stuff. You know what I mean? Sexual sin will destroy you more than any other. Yeah, for sure. And it'll have you doing crazy stuff like this, like the stuff allegedly Diddy did. Allegedly. We don't know if he did it, but, you know, we know that that is I mean, that's some next level allegations anyway.
John 5:24, Jesus says, "Those who believe my message and believe in God who sent me will have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins because they have already passed from death to life." And that is the exact theme of our latest collection, the Death to Life collection, available now through Sunday. So get yours now before it's gone forever over at blessgod.shop. I'll see you over there. Peace.